Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is September 16th, 1954, and the title is Who Lives by Six Gun. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Who Lives by the Six Gun. Now and then lives a man so vicious, so cruel, that there seems to be no drop of human kindness within him. Such a man was Snake Rollins, who came up the Chisholm Trail to Abilene in the 1870s, then rode west into Powder County, together with his sidekick, Ad Morrell. And now, in the rays of the setting sun, Snake and Ad are riding towards the store in the little frontier town of Powder.
Yeah, I'm gonna gun the old galoot down, Ad. Dead men don't talk.
Yeah, but couldn't we rob the store and get away without him knowing, Snake? He'll be at supper in the house like everybody else in town.
What's the matter, Morrell? You squeamish?
No. I see no reason for murder when it ain't necessary.
I got 20 notches on my gun. I aim to have at least 30 there. Now, that half-wit that runs errands for the old galoot's
around.
Where's
Donahue?
Yeah. If he's around, I'm getting to him, too. That'll make 22. Nobody on the street.
Yeah. They're all eating at this time.
All right, come on.
Yeah. Hey, what's that?
That's a belly's rigged up to let him know when anybody comes into the store. All right, start cleaning out that cash box, Ed.
All right.
I'll watch the back door. Here comes old man Blake. He's near enough right now. That takes care of him. You got all the money, Ed?
Yeah.
Now let's go. Grab some of that tobacco as you go by.
Hey, wait a minute, Snake. Here comes somebody else.
Yeah, I hear him. Ah, it's that half-wit.
Hey, yo, gun down, Mr. Blake.
That's right, stupid. Step out from behind a pack of cases. I'm gunning you down, too.
No, you ain't. I'm running for my horse.
All right, I'm blasted packing cases piled clear to the roof. Can't get a shot at him.
Oh, let him go, Snake.
Let him go, nothing. He's a witness, ain't he? I'm going to get that hombre if I have to chase him clear to Santa Fe. Let's go.
Nice country here, Cisco.
Yes, fine country, Pancho. Especially at this time of day, there's something very peaceful and quiet about it.
Peaceful and quiet, see. But, Cisco...
Si, amigo.
There's nothing peaceful and quiet about Pancho's stomach. Pancho hungry, Cisco.
There's nothing unusual about that. But when we get to the town of Powder, we will have some supper at the cafe. Then we will call to see our friends, Senor Blake, the storekeeper.
Bueno. We talk about the time Senor Blake saved our lives from the bandidos in Nevada, no?
Si, we will talk about that. Also talk about how Senor Blake is getting along with his store here in Powder.
Any bandidos here in Palo Chico?
Oh, there may be, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I do not know for sure.
No.
But we are not here after any bandidos. We are here only for a social evening with Senor Blake.
Look, rider comes, Cisco.
See, riding for all he is worth. Look, two more riders come, some distance behind him. Hold up, ho-ho.
Ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho.
Rider in front keeps looking around.
Can't you think the other two after him?
Yeah, we will see in a moment.
Them hombres are after me. They're going to get me. Don't let them, stranger. They're going to gun me down.
Get behind, Pancho, amigo. We will see about this.
Get out of the way, you hombres.
No matter, senor. First of all, keep your hand farther away from your gun butt.
I said get out of my way unless you want to stop some lead.
Yeah, I'll take the fat one, Snake.
You take nothing, you.
Keep him away from me, stranger. I ain't done nothing.
What is this all about?
Look, you are making no explanations. I don't allow nobody to get my way, and you're in my way.
Look out, Cisco, he draws.
Si.
Other one draw, too.
Si.
Oh, easy, stranger.
That's enough.
You? Jinkos, that's awful fair shooting, mister.
Yeah, how'd you like, Cisco, shoot the gun at your hand?
You hombres can pick those guns up after we've ridden on. Meanwhile, what is the meaning of all this?
Come on, Ed, let's get out of here.
You chased him, Cisco, no?
See no reason for that, Pancho.
No?
Tell me, what is your story, senor?
Well, I don't know as I ought to tell. If I do, Snake Rollins will get me.
Snake Rollins?
Yes, sir.
I have heard of that hombre. One of the worst killers in the whole West.
Well, that was him. The one with the white face and the squint. He'll gun me down. The way he gunned down Mr. Blake.
The way he what?
What?
Gunned down Senor Blake?
Santo.
Yeah. About 10 minutes ago. I was out back of the store, and I heard a couple of shots, and I went in the back door, and Snake said he'd get me, too. So I run for my horse, and then I better get out of the country.
What is your name?
It's Donnie Yule.
Very well, Donnie. Forget your idea of leaving the country. You'll be needed as a witness in these murders.
But Snake will...
I promise you he will not harm you.
She's gonna let him harm you, Donnie.
Pick up those guns, Pancho.
Yeah.
They may be useful as evidence. Then we will ride to town and report this to the sheriff.
So we're not after the bandidos, huh? Pancho no better.
This is far enough now, eh?
Hold up.
They ain't coming after us, are they?
No. No sign of them. How's your gun hand, Snake?
Yeah, still numb.
I swear I don't know who that big hombre was. I never saw such shooting as that. Shots of guns right out of our hands.
I know who he is. He's a Cisco kid.
No.
And he's one of the hombres I've sworn to get. He had a pal of mine sent up for life for a stage holdup and killing over in the dry lake country.
And me? I'd just as soon keep away from him. Any hombre can shoot like that.
Shut up, you yellow belly. We ain't got to walk up and slap Cisco in the face. No hombre living shoots a gun out of my hand and lives to tell it. We're getting that Cisco kid, and we're getting him tonight.
Evening, Donnie.
Hello, Sheriff.
We're the stranger.
I am called the Cisco kid, Sheriff. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Mi compañero, Cisco.
You're the Cisco kid. Some say you're all right, some say you ain't. What are you doing in these parts?
Pancho and I rode here to pay our respects to our friend, Senor Blake, Sheriff.
But they can't now, Sheriff, because Mr. Blake's dead.
What? Blake's dead?
Yeah. Snake Rollins got him. I seen him.
What are you talking about, Donnie? Well, when did it happen?
About a half hour ago. I rode for my life, and Snake and Ed Morrow chased me, and I met up with Cisco and Pancho, and Cisco shot the gun out of Snake's hand.
You mean you shot the guns out of their hands?
See, but that is not important. Come with us to the store.
Here there's somebody's gun, Sheriff.
I'll be a sawed-off jokey. This pearl handled 44 belongs to Snake, sure enough. I've seen it enough to know.
Matches and the gun, but...
All right, I'll go with you. Come on.
Almost dark now, Snake.
Yeah, but there's light enough to see good. We'll leave our horses here behind the store.
Hold up there.
What's the plan?
Well, you and I'll get on one side of the store facing the street. When Cisco and Donnie come along, we drill them with these here rifles.
Lucky we had these rifles cached away. But how do you know they're coming to the store, Snake?
They rode to the sheriff's office, didn't they? All right, then it stands to reason they'll come here to look at the old galoot's body.
How are we splitting them up?
Get Donnie first of all, then the sheriff. I'll take Donnie.
I thought you wanted to get that Cisco kid.
I'll get him, don't worry. But Donnie's a witness, he's number one. The sheriff's law and order around here, he's number two.
Then Cisco.
That's right, and then a fat one. I figure we can get them all out before they know where the shots are coming from. Hey, look. Way down the street. They're walking up this way now. Lie flat down, Ed, so you can get a good rest from that rifle. We gotta make this sure.
How long has this Snake Rollins been around here, Senor Sheriff?
Oh, not long. A month, maybe. Tomorrow I was going to tell him to move on.
Too bad you did not tell him today. But now you can put that hombre behind the bars where he belongs.
Well, if Donnie's story's right, that's what I'm aiming to do.
Yeah, it's true, Sheriff.
Cisco helped you, Sheriff. And Cisco get that bandito for
Don't
you.
Don't you, Keto.
But Cisco will get the bandito, Sheriff.
I figure I can do my own work around here. Come on, let's get into the store.
Wait, Sheriff. Something moved in the shadows, close to the building.
Open up, Ed! I got it, Sheriff!
Madre mia, Pancho! Get Donnie and the sheriff into the store, quickly. I'll cover you as best I can.
Pancho, carry Donnie first, Cisco.
Oh. I haven't cared to get inside myself, so those hombres will kill us both.
Oh, I'll get inside, Ed. Come on,
down. You all right, Cisco? No. No, you hit.
There's nothing, Pancho. Bullet just grazed my arm. Put the lamp off, quickly.
See, quickly.
Quiet, down, Pancho. See. Run to the floor.
Down, down. What we do now, Cisco? We not see to shoot.
Neither can those bandidos, Pancho. Come, let us get the sheriff and Donnie over behind that big pile of packing cases I saw as I came in.
We treat their wounds there, no?
See, that is of first importance.
And I can treat the wounds in the dark, Cisco.
We can light a candle behind the packing cases, amigo. That will give us light enough.
Push them shavings on this end of the store, eh? All right. Now, touch them off.
Santo, they set fire to the store, Cisco.
That is what they are going to do.
I'll do the same at the other end. It will burn it down. Here. Bang up! Buzzards, burn!
That Pancho, that you want to be a roast Pancho, Cisco?
Oh, I did not foresee they would set this store on fire. Pancho, we must get these wounded men out of here. That fire is catching rapidly.
Pancho, pick Donnie up again.
Be careful you do not bump against those packing cases, amigo. If they should topple over...
Pancho, bump against them, Cisco. Daddy, heavy. And Pancho, lose the balance.
Mother Maria, look out. Get out of their way. Quickly!
Oh, my leg. I'm pinned down. Pancho. Pancho. Santos, those cases hit Pancho and knocked him out. I must get my leg free. Somehow I must get free.
But can Cisco free himself in time from the heavy packing cases which pin him to the floor? In just a moment, we'll return to... The Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Who Lives by the Six Gun. After Snake Rollins, killer, deliberately shot and killed old Blake, the storekeeper, he set out in pursuit of Donnie Yule, the none too bright man of all work, who had witnessed the killing. But Donnie found protection with the Cisco Kid. Later, as Cisco, Pancho, Donnie, and the sheriff were on their way to the store, Snake and his henchman, Ad Morell, opened fire from the darkness, wounding Donnie and the sheriff. Our friends got them into the store, where just as the killers set the building on fire, Pancho knocked over a pile of heavy packing cases, one of which pinned Cisco to the floor. Now...
He's no use. Can I get that leg free without some help?
Pancho,
Pancho! Oh, he was knocked unconscious by another of the cases.
Oh. Must get free. I must. Gonna be burned alive in this place. Pancho!
Pancho here, little bird sing.
Do not hear it, little bird. Pancho is me, Cisco, calling to you.
Cisco?
Si. Pancho, I'm caught in this packing case. I need your help.
He's warm here, Cisco. Pancho, take another siesta. Pancho, take... Pancho, take...
Padre mia, this place will be an inferno in another few minutes. I must get free. I can just push that case up a little bit with my other foot.
There! Pancho! Pancho!
Here, Cisco. Pancho, take this here. Pancho smells smoke.
The building is on fire, Pancho. We must get Donnie and the sheriff and the body of Senor Blake out of here.
Pancho, better now, Cisco. Pancho, get up. Those hombres still out there, Cisco?
See, I imagine they are, Chico. Waiting to shoot us down.
You limp, Cisco. Your leg hurts.
See, but that cannot be helped now.
Oh, fire getting hotter, Cisco.
Hey, it's lighting up the whole town. Pancho, hand me that rifle. The one on the peg over the counter.
Here, Cisco. What are you doing with the rifle, Cisco?
First, I will see if it is loaded. Say, it is. With a cartridge in the chamber. Now, if I can get a look at those bandidos out there.
Come on up, Cisco, you yellow belly. Come on out now, bring it down.
Look, through the window, Pancho. There is that bandido standing over by the woodpile.
You not shoot the hombre, Cisco?
No, Pancho, I do not shoot people. But he is holding the rifle in his hand. I'm going to shoot at that.
The strange rifle you got, Cisco.
See, I do not know if it is sighted in, but I must take the chance. If I can shoot that gun out of his hand, it will disconcert him long enough for me to get outdoors.
What Pancho do then, huh?
You will have to carry out these three one by one, Chico. Perhaps you can get some help from the senores across the street.
That's just how I carry it.
We will see. Hold still now, Pancho. I want to rest this rifle across your shoulder.
Fire get hotter still.
Do not move. Stand still.
Lino, Cisco. Good shot.
Now, go out after those hombres, Pancho. Get some help to carry these three.
Look up, Snake. Here's the Cisco kid.
Coming after you, Bantito.
Come on,
Ed.
Father, near this leg. I cannot run after them.
Come here, Pancho. Come here, Pancho.
Bad leg or no bad leg, I must find those bandidos. Cannot leave that killer Snake Rollins loose in this town.
Pancho, will you, Cisco?
What are you doing here, Pancho? I want you to get out the senores.
Pancho, carry out the sheriff, Cisco. Oh, the senores, bring out the other senores. Where the bandidos go?
They headed up toward the other end of town, Pancho. Up toward the hotel. Come, let us lose no time.
Come on, Snake. Let's hustle.
I'm staying right here.
Look, the fool Cisco will get you. When he does this mob will string you up, they'll be crazy mad over the killing.
I'm staying right here. And you're sticking it out with me too, Morel.
Oh, no. No, I ain't. I'm getting my horse and riding out of town. I don't mind fighting any ordinary galoot. But that Cisco kid's a match for any five. I'm leaving.
Wait. I said you were staying with me, and that's what you're doing.
Look, don't point that rifle at me, Snake.
That's just what I'm doing. And if you make one false move, down you go.
Why, you...
All right, you're asking for it. You're going to get it.
You dirty devil crosser, you.
That'll show you. Maybe I better get out of here. Maybe I better get up on the top floor of that hotel, and I can hold Cisco off. And I can hold a whole town off. I can kill them all.
That shot we heard, Pancho, came from here somewhere. That bandido cannot be far away.
Look, Cisco, on the ground.
Santos, he's one of the bandidos.
Oh, bad wounded, but still alive, Cisco.
He's not Snake Rollins.
No?
He's the other one.
Uh-huh.
You, where is your partner?
Water.
Si, si. This is my country nombre. Here, drink. Yeah, now, where is your partner?
Top floor. Hotel. Let me get him. Let me get
him. He's unconscious, Pancho. Yeah. Señor, he's a wounded man. Get help for him if you can.
All right.
shots go from near the hotel, Cisco.
Hey, let us get over there, Pancho. Come.
Here's a Cisco kid.
Why do you stand across the street from the hotel, señores?
It ain't safe to get near it, Cisco. Snake Rollins is up there. He's going plumb loco.
Come on up and get
there,
somebody. Come on up and get me.
You see? He's plumb loco.
Pancho, you wait for me down here.
Where'd you go, Cisco? Do not go up there after that bandido.
Somebody has to go after him, Chico. The sheriff cannot, wounded as he is.
But, Cisco, your leg hurt. You can hardly walk.
I can walk well enough. You wait for me.
No, no, Cisco. Pancho, go with you. I'm fine to let you go up there alone.
There is no need for two of us to go, amigo.
The sheriff!
Oh, see, the sheriff, supported by two señores. Glad to see you again, Senor Sheriff. I thought you were badly wounded.
It ain't bad enough to keep me down, Cisco. And I got work to do. Somebody said Snake Rollins is up in that hotel. The only thing to do is to go after him.
See, Sheriff, but you are not going. I will take that job myself.
You mean to say I ain't got the nerve, Cisco?
You mean nothing of the kind, Sheriff. You have already proved you have plenty of nerve. But a wounded man would not have a chance against that madman. And you are wounded.
But it's my job.
Yes, it's your job to stay alive, to maintain law and order in this town. I am going into that hotel, and I hope to be back shortly.
Cisco, the bandido fire when you cross the street.
Then I will get across the street as quickly as I can.
Cisco! Cisco, Pancho, come too! Do not shoot at Cisco, bandido. Pancho, shoot back at you.
Save your ammunition, Pancho. We're now under the fort's roof. You cannot get us here.
Come on up and get me! The blessed kingdom come!
Let me be sure my guns are in working order, Pancho.
Pancho, go with you, Cisco.
No, no, Pancho. I don't want you to. I want you to stay right here and wait for me.
But, Cisco, Pancho...
You heard what I said, Pancho. I want no arguments with you. Now, you stay here and wait.
Yes, Cisco, Pancho, stay. But if Cisco gets shot...
I'm going to do my best to keep from getting shot, amigo.
Hey, you're coming up all right here.
Say, hombre, I'm coming up the stairs right now.
Cisco! Cisco, be careful, Cisco!
See, Pancho...
I'm coming up after you, Rollins, and you are coming down these stairs with me.
It's you, Cisco. I am expecting no such luck.
We will see who has the luck, hombre. I think it will not be you.
The minute you get up to the top of them stairs, I'm gunning you down.
We will also see about that. You better get that gun ready, bandido. I'm almost to the top of the stairs. You better get the gun ready.
I'll kill you, Cisco. Get back. Get back away from me.
All right, now fire. Two way to chat. No. Now we'll fight this out without fists. Take that gun away from you. You have just about come to the end. Your road of murder, Rollins.
Cisco, you all right, no?
Hey, see, Pancho, I'm all right. At the moment, I'm very busy. Stand back and give me room.
All over now, Cisco.
Now, hombre, up on your feet. Come on, get up. Walk down those stairs ahead of me and walk slowly. With your hands in the air.
I'll get you for this, Cisco.
Never mind the idle threats. Do as I say at once.
Cisco, mob want to lynch this bandido.
They will not lynch him, Pancho. We will see to that, you and I. Get those hands up, bandido. Stop right here. Senor Sheriff, here's your prisoner.
I'll be right over there, Cisco.
Yeah. Hang him. Hang him, now, boys. I don't want no trouble with you.
Cisco, look. It's the bandido's father. Drag himself along the ground.
Madre, he has a gun.
You're right. I got a gun, Cisco. It's got a bullet in it for a yellow, coyote snake crawler.
No, for the word. No,
wait a second. Did not see him in time. Sheriff, I'm afraid your prisoner is dead.
Yeah, I seen it, Cisco. Admiral got him. Maybe it's best that way.
No, Sheriff. It's better for the law to take its course. But we have just seen a great truth. He who lives by the sword shall perish by the sword. Perhaps that is the greater law.
Cisco?
Si, Pancho.
That snake Roland's hombre a bad hombre.
Si, Chico. He's a very bad hombre.
Pancho think it's a good thing to work, Cisco.
Si, it is a good thing to work. What connection has that with Snake Roland?
Oh, Pancho just think if all the bad bandidos work when they're young, they not be bad bandidos.
Well, now, that is a fine thought, Pancho. And a true thought. Hard work would prevent a lot of crime.
Good thing Pancho not a bandido.
Why do you say that, amigo?
Because Pancho not can work.
Oh, come now, Pancho. You do not mind work as much as all that.
Pancho not mind the work, Cisco, but Pancho have a job once.
What happened?
Pancho get fired, Cisco.
Why did you get fired?
Because Pancho not can get up in the morning.
Oh, I see. You could not get up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Well, why did you not get yourself one of those newfangled clocks, Pancho? They call them alarm clocks.
Little bell go tinkle, tinkle inside the clock.
See? You set the clock for a certain hour, and when that hour comes around, the alarm goes off.
Pancho do have alarm clocks, Chico.
You had an alarm clock and said you could not get up in the morning?
See?
Yes. The clock would not have been any good, Chico.
Oh, the clock good, Chico. Alarm go off on time, but trouble was...
See?
Alarm always go off when Pancho is asleep.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Chico!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.